We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a nice looking Tuesday afternoon in downtown New Orleans, and you heard in the forecast, you know, this time of year, always a possibility of some thunderstorms popping up here and there. But the rain is going to come in the form of this tropical system that is going to go into the Gulf of Mexico, and we'll see what happens at that point. But, I mean, it looks pretty destined for New Orleans. The only thing that is in doubt at this point is, what is it going to be? Is it going to be a rain event? Is it going to be some wind? It doesn't look like this is going to be that serious, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't take it seriously. I'm not trying to alarm anybody, but, you know, we do have to, be aware of the idea that a storm is a storm, and you have to take all of them pretty seriously. And, you know, flooding can happen, and flooding can ruin your business. It can ruin your home, and it might not ruin your life like the flooding in the Guadalupe River in Texas recently. But it's something that can cause a lot of damage and be a huge problem. Let's hope that doesn't happen. So not much happening today, but this is going to move in here, I guess, mainly tomorrow night and then into Thursday. And so we'll see what happens. But hopefully it turns out to just be a rainmaker and it doesn't really cause too much flooding. And hopefully it's something that just kind of. Brings the temperatures down a little bit. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday afternoon. We got past that Monday, so we are already working our way toward the weekend. The new Superman movie is number one at the box office. I don't think it's going to be number one next week. I think the movie was kind of a disappointment. Coleman is our studio producer today. He saw the movie as well. Coleman is into comic books. He's into comic books, superhero characters. And we talked briefly about it yesterday. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a little while this afternoon. So, look, I don't know about you, but this law that the legislature has passed, this law in Louisiana that is going to allow politicians to do things that are going to no longer be judged by the state ethic laws. I mean, I don't like that. I don't like the idea that politicians can do things that are going to be more unethical than in the past. And I really don't understand this thing about, you know, free trips to the Caribbean. I mean, why the Caribbean? You know, why wouldn't it be free trips to Omaha? You know, free trips to the Caribbean. I mean, so in other words, it sounds to me like you can bribe Louisiana politicians by offering them free trips to the Caribbean and they can go. I don't like that. I don't like the idea that politicians are swayed by a gift rather than what's best for the people of the state, the people of their district. And the Public Affairs Research Council President Stephen Procopio, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Procopio, says that under the new law, someone could intentionally violate the ethics rules in the state and then ask for an advisory opinion from the ethics board to avoid being brought up on charges. I don't think this is a good thing. But you understand why they want to pass this. This is what I hate about politics. You know, they get to pass laws that protect them. And in this case, they're passing a law that helps them break laws or at least do things that are maybe unethical. We don't need that. We have enough of that already. We don't need to encourage that. It seems like this is actually encouraging that. But politicians get to vote on it and encourage that. And I don't think that's a good thing. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, inflation is hurting a lot of people. And it really hit me this week. I mentioned last hour that yesterday I went to the grocery. And I went to a couple of different stores. At one store, it was, and I didn't get that much, but it was $65 and everything fit in one bag. And I wasn't buying expensive meat or anything like that. $65 in one bag. And again, there were not expensive items in there. But it didn't take long for it to get up to $65. And then I filled up my vehicle and I take the extra premium in my car. And it was $3.99 a gallon. So it cost a lot to fill up my vehicle. So inflation is hitting me. It's hitting you. It's hitting a lot of us. And I'm sure there are some Trump supporters and people who voted for Donald Trump who are disappointed. I'm sure there are some that know that he wasn't going to do anything about inflation. And we talked about this during the campaign. We talked about it after the campaign. You know, there are a lot of presidents who would have done more about inflation if they could during their reelection year. But presidents just don't have that kind of control over the economy and over inflation. They have some, but they don't have much control over that. But there were people who voted for Donald Trump because he said he was going to end inflation and blamed everything on Joe Biden. And even if he blames the economy on Joe Biden now, why did he promise that he was going to end it day one? Now, I know that you could say that that's unrealistic, but why did he say that? He said that to get your vote. He just wants your vote. He didn't care about anything else. He didn't care about the reality of it. He just wants your vote. He's wanting to get in. And once he gets in, he knows he's okay for 4 years. And I think Donald Trump is going to try to run again in 2028. And, man, we're going to have a great discussion about that. That is going to be some fiery talk radio when that comes up. If something doesn't happen to him, if his health holds up, if something doesn't happen to him between now and 2028, I think he's going to try to run again. But then again, there are so many things that are changing that, you know, just like last time he was president, by the time he came to the end of his term, people were not that crazy about him. And he lost the election to Joe Biden. So what's going to happen this time? Well, we don't know. But one of the top issues for President Trump is immigration and getting rid of illegal immigrants. That was one of the top issues of the campaign. And they're trying to ramp up deportations. They're trying to put people in these prisons. And now there's a conversation, are these internment camps? Are they concentration camps? I mean, what are these camps that they're, these prisons that they're putting these people in? I guess there's different ways to define them. And you know, are they going to stay in those prisons? Are they going to be shipped off to other countries? I don't know if we know all the answers to that yet. But I want you to hear about this new Gallup poll. These are new figures from a brand new Gallup poll that is out concerning inflation. 79% now say, I'm sorry, I said inflation. I meant immigration. This is about immigration. 79% say that immigration is a good thing. A new Gallup poll shows that the number of Americans who want immigration reduced has dropped to 30%. It was 55% last year. It's dropped to 30%. Why has this happened? This has happened because of the way Donald Trump is handling deportations. It's the way the ICE agents are dressing. It's the menacing uniforms they're wearing. It's the way they're doing it that is causing people to now turn and side with the immigrants. I mean, this is significant. Last year, 55% wanted immigration reduced. That's down to 30%. Among Republicans, 48% of Republicans still want immigration slowed. Among independents, 21 points to 30%. 30% of independents want immigration slowed. And among Democrats, 12%. No, it's dropped 12% to 16%. 16% want immigration slowed. Now, Gallup is a very reputable poll. So these numbers are shocking. And believe me, Donald Trump gets these numbers. He doesn't read them. They're read to him. But he knows about these numbers. And this is not good stuff for him. It's not good because he was the immigration commander-in-chief. He was the guy who was going to get rid of all these people, get them all out of the country. And now the country is changing its opinion about immigrants, and it's because of the way Donald Trump is handling immigration. There are people who are in this country illegally who need to be kicked out, especially the criminals. And Donald Trump started with the criminals, but there weren't enough of them to be impressive when it came to immigration numbers. So then he moved on to anybody and everybody. And this insanity that he wants to take away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship because she's a threat to the country, because she disagrees with Donald Trump, that is totally insane. I mean, if you're Donald Trump, why would you let Rosie O'Donnell bother you? Why would he let this shows you how thin-skinned he is. This shows you what a snowflake Donald Trump is. Why would you let Rosie O'Donnell bother you? She has an opinion. She disagrees with Donald. So what? She's Rosie O'Donnell, for God's sake. She's not prominent in anything right now. And I think she moved to Ireland, and now she's, I think, going to get a citizenship there and wait till she can come back here when she thinks things are better. No, like, that's her prerogative if she wants to do that. But Rosie O'Donnell is nobody to contend with. Why doesn't he just ignore her? But instead, he talks about taking away her citizenship. I don't care what you say about a president. You shouldn't lose your citizenship. I mean, if you threaten a president physically or with guns or something like that, then, you need to be put in jail. But I don't know why he just doesn't totally ignore her. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunrad Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, we're going to get to some of your text messages. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day. This is an amazing event in a lot of ways. It's kind of amazing. On this day in 2012, this video was posted on YouTube, and people could not resist it. Oh, my God. Remember this? This is the day Gangnam Style, the video, was posted on YouTube by the K-pop singer Psy, and people just went crazy for this. And there was that little dance that he did, and everybody was doing that little dance. Honestly, I never understood the phenomenon around this song. I never understood why this was so crazy, why this was so popular. I didn't get it, but a lot of people were gaga over Gangnam Style. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I wish you could see Coleman doing the dance in the other studio. Nice job. It's almost like having a go-go dancer with you dancing in the other studio.
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets, it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Studio. I love these old R&B songs. All right, Tuesday afternoon, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. I want to remind you that you can stream our show anywhere. You can get this show by downloading the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it. Find us anywhere you've got your phone, and we're right there on your phone with the Audacy app. You can also enjoy the WWL Time Shifted podcast on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So we're just about everywhere, and we appreciate those of you who check us out in all those different places. So Steve Bannon, who is really just a total whack job, but he does say something interesting about President Trump, and I have no doubt that he's very close to President Trump, former advisor to President Trump in the first term. Now he does this podcast after he got out of prison because he was apparently stealing money from the fund that people were sending money to build the wall. So Steve Bannon says that President Trump on Thursday had an hour and a half to 2 hour phone call with Vladimir Putin. And he said afterwards, it was a disturbing phone call. We now know why it was disturbing. It was apparently about this situation where Donald Trump is very disappointed in Vladimir Putin, disappointed that Vladimir Putin is not his friend. Remember when Donald Trump in Helsinki, Finland, at this summit meeting, and he came out and there was a conversation about the election, the Russian interference in the election, and our intelligence said the Russians interfered in our election. And Donald Trump said, well, I believe Vladimir Putin over U.S. intelligence. I mean, a lot of people just sat back in their chairs and went, what the? I mean, they were stunned. No other president would have said that. And Donald Trump seemed to be under the impression that Vladimir Putin was his friend. Vladimir Putin is just slapping Donald Trump around right now. And when Donald Trump tries to do something or say something about a ceasefire or bringing an end to the war, Vladimir Putin attacks Ukraine. So now, apparently, according to Steve Bannon, who, again, is coming from Steve Bannon, who I don't really respect, but I do respect that he's close to President Trump and has, obviously, inside sources because he knows a lot of people at the White House. Steve Bannon is saying that President Trump wants to give Ukraine long-range missiles to bomb Moscow. Here's what concerns me about a president that is driven by his ego. He's driven by his ego and his desire for revenge. Donald Trump is all about revenge, getting back at people. Rosie O'Donnell says something about Donald Trump. Donald Trump attacks back. Donald Trump is all about revenge. I don't want things to get to the point where Vladimir Putin is spanking Donald Trump around, slapping him around, and Donald Trump gets really pissed off and says, I'll show you. And he somehow gets Ukraine, if he can, gets Ukraine to fire long-range missiles at Moscow. I don't think that that's the right way to handle this situation. And by the way, the idea of giving Ukraine more weapons, which, by the way, I am for. I am for Donald Trump and the U.S. giving more weapons to Ukraine to fight Russia. I'm for that. But I'm concerned about what might happen when they get those weapons. Because Donald Trump also, a lot during the campaign, talked about how he was going to be the one to end wars. He was going to be the one to end wars. And we were on the verge, with Joe Biden, we were on the verge of getting into World War III. I didn't really believe that, but there were people who were saying that, and he said it too. So, you know, I'm concerned about some things like, you know, a long-range missile that could hit Moscow. If this is true, if it's true, it should be something that we should all be concerned with. And, you know, once again, Donald Trump said that he was going to not start wars, but end wars. And I don't know that you can make that prediction when you're running for president, because there are times when you're going to have to maybe do something that is an offensive, because you have to have a strong military, and sometimes you have to have a strong offensive that really turns out to be a good defensive move. Sometimes you have to, you know, you have to move on things, and you have to show power. I think it's good that our military shows power when it is appropriate. So we'll see what happens with all of this. But seriously, President Trump was the one who was talking about Joe Biden has us on the verge of World War III, and now it looks like President Trump is talking about things that might lead us into more action. I'm glad that things have not been bad following. I'm glad that things haven't been bad following the bombing of Iran. But, you know, one thing that concerns me about what might happen is that something might still happen. Because in the United States, we're all into instant gratification. You do something to us, we're going to do something right away. The mindset of Middle Eastern terrorists is they will wait. They will be patient. And when you least expect it, something will happen. I'm glad nothing has happened. I hope nothing happens. But I don't think we're totally out of the woods following the bombing of Iran. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
All right. Going back to the bill we was talking about with Landry. This says, Scoot, our politicians need those Caribbean trips. How else are they going to deport their ill-gotten cash to offshore banks for laundering?
Well, I guess that's, you know, going to help them do that. I didn't think about that, but, you know, yes, that they can just take the cash with them and go to the Caribbean and deposit it in foreign banks, I guess.
All right, ready for some whataboutisms?
Sure.
This one says, why were you not concerned when Biden gave Ukraine all those weapons?
I'm not concerned that Trump is giving them weapons. I just said that I'm okay that Trump is giving them weapons. I'm concerned about long-range missiles that might hit Moscow, because I'm not sure that's the way to handle the current situation. But I'm okay with either Biden or Trump giving weapons to Ukraine. I'm okay with it.
This text says, Steve Bannon is full of bleep. Trump wants to end the war, not revenge. None of that type of stuff he wants. He wants to end the war.
How do you know? I mean, how do you know? I mean, that's what you think. I hope that's what he wants. And sometimes I just said, sometimes you have to show power. Sometimes you have to be powerful and show power if you want to end something. You know, that's what the whole bombing in Iran was based on, showing strength and showing power with the military. And then that is going to lead to a more peaceful settlement, hopefully. So, you know, I don't know. But you don't know. You don't know that he wants to. I mean, I hope he wants to end the war. He said he was going to end the war on day one. That hasn't happened because that was a ridiculous and unrealistic claim. And I said that during the campaign and people, well, you just hate Trump. No, that was not about hating Trump. It was about being honest about what Trump can and cannot do. And Trump was not going to be able to end the war on day one. And I said that and turned out to be right. And Donald Trump was wrong in promising you that he was going to end the war on day one.
More with aboutism. How come is it that you never call Democrats whack jobs? It is unbelievable and undeniable how biased you are and how much you hate and despise Donald Trump.
I don't hate Donald Trump. I've never said anything hateful about Donald Trump. I'm just honest about Donald Trump. I'm trying to think of, I think I've called AOC a whack job. If I haven't, I'll call it one right now. I think I've called Nancy Pelosi a whack job or something similar to that. Maxine Waters, I think I've called her a whack job. I've criticized her. What's interesting about these texts is that they don't really listen to what I say. They just pick out one thing. They assume that if I say something about Trump, then I must like somebody else. And that's not true. I mean, I can be honest about Donald Trump and also be honest about Democrats, which I believe that I am. The Democrats just aren't in the news like Donald Trump is in the news. And the Democrats better find a way to get in the news or they're never going to win the White House again.
I'll leave you with this one. News from Ireland. Ireland has imposed a 100% tariff on the United States until we take Rosie O'Donnell back.
That's funny. I love the sense of humor of this audience. That's funny. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that we're that excited to get her back. But again, you know, just, I mean, think about it. Donald Trump is president of the United States of America. And he's letting Rosie O'Donnell get to him to the point where he's got to fire back and talk about taking away her citizenship, which, of course, is insane and ridiculous. That would be totally unconstitutional to take away her citizenship. So, again, but this is, you see, this is the revenge attitude that lives inside of Donald Trump. He's very much into revenge. And if anybody says something bad about him, he wants to attack back. And he really should just totally ignore Rosie O'Donnell. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Looking out of our studio windows, I have a limited vantage point of the entire area, but from my vantage point, it doesn't look like there have been any showers out there. But you might be in one right now. If you're in the shower, be sure and drive carefully. Rain is going to come soon, but right now it's hot. It's going to be a hot one today, and we have found out that the water temperature, the Gulf water temperature in Ocean Beach, is 87 degrees. It's 87 degrees in Destin, and a couple of people have said the water in Orange Beach and the water in Destin is chilly. Somebody just got back from Destin. Somebody went to Orange Beach, said the water is chilly. 87 degrees is chilly? Well, look, it might be a little chilly when you first get in it, but once you're in it, it's going to be comfortable. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, he's done it since 1972, and on this day in 2016, Alice Cooper announced he was running for President of the United States. His campaign slogan was, "A troubled man for a troubled time." His platform was adding Lemmy to Mount Rushmore, and also adding or getting Brian Johnson back in AC/DC. Well, he lost to Trump, but anyway, he got more attention for his song, "Elected." Alice Cooper, every campaign year, says he's running for president. And I'm sure he'll say that again in 2028. Always interested in what the campaign promise will be. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Somebody called Coleman and said, ask Scoot to explain why Nancy Pelosi is a whack job. Look, here's my problem with Nancy Pelosi. And I don't know if I really called her a whack job, but I have been critical of Nancy Pelosi before. It's time for the Democrats to just make some changes. They need to clean house. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they need to get rid of these people. They don't need them to be representing the Democratic Party because they represent the past. They represent talking in word salads. I mean, they all do that. I mean, I get it, but so do the Democrats. And I just think that the Democrats are going to have a hard time. They're going to have a hard time moving on if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are their leaders. And so it's time for them to step aside, let some younger people in. And I don't mean AOC. AOC is far too progressive for mainstream Democrats. And the Democrats, just like Republicans have to have the votes of some independents and some Democrats to win an election. And the Democrats need to have independents. They need to have some Republicans to win an election. So they've got to find people who better represent a new change and a new beginning. And I don't see how that happens with Nancy Pelosi and with Chuck Schumer. So that's my opinion on them. If you have a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. You know, we're talking about the system getting into the Gulf of Mexico. And even if it's not much of a system, it could cause power outages. When the power goes out, the AC goes out too. And it's really, really hot this time of year. And one of the horrible things about storms coming is that it gets hot and you're stuck in the heat and it's awful. But WWL is teaming up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you a chance to win a portable generator. Now, we're talking about the Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value about $1,000. This is a great portable generator that you can have, and WWL is giving you a chance to win it. Just go to our website, WWL.com/contests with an S, WWL.com/contests with an S, for your chance to win this backup generator. Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on. And WWL, the Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station, we're giving you a chance to win this. So go to WWL.com/contest and register to win that portable generator. All right, so I posted some segment of the show from yesterday. It's a segment of the show from yesterday, and it's about how MAGA Americans have not stood for justice. MAGA Americans have not stood for what is morally right. MAGA Americans have stood up and supported Donald Trump no matter what. But when it comes to the Epstein files, Americans who are part of the MAGA movement have been demanding that justice be served with the release of the Epstein files. And we know they're there because Trump has alluded to it. Cash Patel has alluded to it. And so has Pam Bondi. So there's been so much fighting within the Republican Party and the MAGA movement over Trump's refusal to release these files that they're not really listening to Donald Trump saying it's time to move on. Nobody cares about Epstein. You know, he wishes nobody cares about Epstein, but people do still care. And it's interesting that most of the attacking over the failure to release the Epstein files is directed at Attorney General Pam Bondi and a few others, and not President Trump himself. But Trump himself is to blame. You know, they don't want to blame it on Trump, but they're blaming it on people around Trump. So anyway, there's a segment of our show where we talk about this yesterday. It's posted on our website, WWL.com. You might have to scroll down to find it, but it's there. It also should be posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, so check it out there. And I'll be doing another a video for Substack coming up in just a few minutes. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. And man, I got to tell you, I'm going back to this law in Louisiana that allows politicians to get away with stuff and not be held to the ethics laws in the state. I think that's a shame. You know, if anything, we need more ethic laws in Louisiana, not less, and we don't need to let them, you can take free trips to the Caribbean. It's bribery. It's bribing our politicians, and we're giving them permission now to do it, as opposed to them trying to sneak it before. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1956, Marky Ramone was born. Marky Ramone, 72 years old today. Marky Ramone, born in Brooklyn, New York, part of the Ramones. So many of the Ramones have passed away, but Marky, the drummer for the Ramones, is still alive, celebrating birthday number 72 today. And the Ramones played a really vital part, and we've talked about this recently, in the transition from the heavy hardcore punk from the UK in the 70s to new wave music, and they were part of that kind of punk new wave sound. In fact, the Ramones were really a little more punk than they were new wave. All right, I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come. We'll be right back on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.